Joining us now on the Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Andrew Smith of the Santa Fe Chiefs. Santa Fe season ended this week in a loss to Southwest Livingston. Andrew, this was his first year at Santa Fe. They had a big win in the district first round. Santa Fe was a 5 seed. They come up with a big 55-34 win against Hardin Central on Saturday. Coach Smith, you know, I was at that game. I thought your kids played very well. Talk about that game and talk about what your kids did well that game.
Yeah, we played probably our best game of the year that day. I think we only had 11 turnovers. Had two guys score 15, another guy score 9, another guy score 8, and we was just we played outstanding that game. Ball movement was good. Took care of the ball, like I said. Just no complaints.
Yeah, Drew Smith, Alex Edwards did some stuff from the outside. Alex got into the paint late. I thought Hunter Ballinger early in the game just really controlled the game with his athleticism. Talk a little bit about Hunter and how he's improved over the year.
Oh, yeah, Hunter did. Hunter definitely set the tone for that game early on for us. He had a couple deflections and a couple steals to start off the game and got us some easy points out of that. And start of the year, he was kind of off to a sluggish start. I don't think he'd broken 10. I don't think he broke double digits until right at Christmas break, and then after that, he kind of took off.
So you were the 5th seed in the tournament. I think you and Hardin had tied for that seed, but you had a dominating win against them. Tuesday night, you turn around and play Southwest Livingston, Mac Anderson, Chase Neptune, a great group of athletes. No one probably thought you had a chance to win that game. After the first quarter, you guys were ahead 6-3. At halftime, you were down 6. You were within 4 points with a minute left. You end up losing that game 38-29. Talk a little bit about the mindset that you had going into that game and the mindset that your kids obviously bought into to be able to play such a good team so close.
Yeah, again, no complaints from that game at all, except for I just pushed the ball to go on the hoop a little bit. Our boys really adopted the attitude of we've got to shut down Mac and Neptune, and that is a very tall task, having them. But Alex Edwards did an outstanding job on Mac. He only held him to 3 field goals, and the rest came off of free throws. So a lot of credit goes to him and to the other guys that were sliding over, helping and walling him up, making it tough on him all night.
Coach, you guys had at 5 or 6 wins this year, I'm not sure, but win-loss record maybe out the window when you close a season so strong, but you had 2 seniors on the team this year, Alex Edwards and Logan Tracy. Talk a little bit about what they meant for your team.
Alex is going to be very hard to replace, especially just with his ball handling and his basketball savvy. He brings a lot to the table just in that regard, along with his ability to score the ball whenever we need him to and setting up guys. And then Logan Tracy did an amazing job all year long in the post playing defense and just stuff that didn't really show up in the stat column, walling guys up, playing bigger guys. I think at the Slayer tournament, he played 3 guys that were all 2 or 3 inches taller than him and held them to maybe 15 combined for those 3 games down there. So a lot of really good work. And then by the end of the year, he was finishing some shots in the paint for us that he hadn't been finishing early on.
Coach, you know, you lose a couple of big pieces. What's your plans for the offseason? How are you going to get your team better? What's your goals? How are you going to build that culture back up?
We're going to do a lot of open gym work and skill development, especially ball handling, losing Alex. We're going to need multiple guys to bring the ball to the floor. And we're not going to be very tall next year either with losing Logan. So we're going to make our tallest guys about 6'2" going into next year. So we're going to have to maybe change some things up on offense and defense as well. But a lot of skill development, just getting this guy some playing time.
Coach, you've been a loyal caller this year. So I personally am so proud of you and the job you've done this year, and think you and Jeff are going to lead those kids to great things. And win loss, draw. I think they've got some good leaders.
I appreciate that very much, and doesn't hurt that I learned from one of the best in you, Coach. So I appreciate it.